With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Consumer Bankers Association and other banks are taking legal action against the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Some banks and banking trade groups are suing the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over a rule that limits overdraft fees banks can charge. The rule, set to take effect in October, is part of the Biden administration's campaign to reduce junk fees consumers incur on a daily basis. Banks argue that without overdraft protection, desperate consumers will instead lean on worse, unregulated services to ease their crunch. They claim that CPFB is exceeding its regulatory authority with the new rule. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, there was an emergency landing in New York after a departing jet struck a bird. More from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It happened Thursday night as an American Airlines jet leaving LaGuardia Airport hit a bird on takeoff, which disabled one of the engines. The pilot of the Airbus A321 declared an emergency and was instructed to land at New York's Kennedy Airport. The jet was able to taxi on its own to the terminal for an inspection. But the nearly 200 passengers and crew who were expecting to arrive in Charlotte, North Carolina, were told the flight couldn't leave until the morning. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The military has brought an American who was imprisoned in Syria for 7 months out of the country. That's according to a couple of officials who said Travis Timmerman has been flown to Jordan on a military helicopter. The 29-year-old Timmerman told the Associated Press earlier yesterday he had gone to Syria on a Christian pilgrimage and he was not treated ill, harbored, and in his detainment there. You'll find more at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom in New York. Michael Harrington has more.
Waterville High School has decided to allow a Bible study club to be established after initially rejecting the group as too religious. Under threat of a lawsuit by First Liberty, school officials will allow the club to form, as it has LGBT clubs and other student organizations. First Liberty spokeswoman Keisha Russell says, quote, "By denying the same benefits to the Bible Club that it provides to all non-curricular clubs, the school is missing the concept of equal in the Equal Access Act." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by a state Supreme Court, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. Texas high courts also became more conservative. This is SRN News. Stocks ended a mostly down week, mixed with the Dow down, while the Nasdaq rose and the S&P 500 was largely unchanged. With a review of the day's activities, it's correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street at the end of a rare bumpy week. The S&P 500 was little changed Friday. The benchmark index reached its latest in a string of records a week ago. The S&P lost ground for the week following 3 weeks of gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 86 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Broadcom surged 24%. The semiconductor company beat Wall Street's profit targets and gave a glowing forecast highlighting its artificial intelligence products. RH, formerly known as Restoration Hardware, surged after raising its revenue forecast. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
More on this story, plus headlines and much more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.